Welcome to the Birmingham Vineyard podcast. We hope you find it insightful and encouraging.
If you want to find out more about us, why not check out our website, birminghamvineyard.com.
In each of our services today, we're lighting the Advent crown and starting the celebration of Advent. And as Andrew mentioned, Advent is actually a season in the church that separates, gives us some time of reflection prior to Christmas. It's a time of waiting and a time to prepare our hearts for the coming of Jesus on Christmas morning. The Latin word means coming or arrival, as we heard earlier. And what I'm going to ask now is for some bags to be passed round, because we're all going to make something together to help us start on the first part of our Advent series, which is Jesus being the light of the world. Advent is actually centuries old. Somebody said to me this morning that we'd gone all Anglican. I have to say, we've actually gone all Moravian, because this tradition dates back to 1747, and it's been adopted by churches across the globe. The word Christingle, which is what we're going to do, means Christ light. And the Moravians used the Christingle to explain Christ had come to the whole world, and it was he who set a flame in each heart which keeps burning with joy and happiness in all seasons. Our video reminded us that Jesus is the light of the world, and so we thought it would be fun to make something that we could take home to continue to think about Jesus being in the light of the world. Jesus came into the world at the very dark time. God hadn't spoken to his people for 400 years before Jesus' birth. People were desperate for the hope and the light that Jesus brought. And they're not alone, are they? In our world at this time, it can feel very dark too. If you just think about sitting in front of an episode of the news, there are wars raging in different parts of our world. We can just walk down the street and see people that are homeless or in need. We see people through Grow Baby that have been trafficked, that have been the victims of domestic violence. I gave nappies to a lady yesterday who burst into tears because she just has had no one do anything nice for her or her family for years. And to receive nappies for her twins was just everything to her. And we were able to do that because of your generosity, so thank you. Jesus said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The people who dedicated their children here today were saying that they wanted their children to grow up in that light. They wanted their children to have a hope and a future with God. And their prayers and ours will be that their children eventually make a choice for themselves to follow Jesus. So, what are these bags all about? Take your bag. Open your bag. Inside your bag, you will find an orange. Today, it is not a fruit. It is something else. Can anyone tell me what they think this might represent? Yes. The world, well done. Yeah, the world, fantastic. The Bible says in Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 1 to 5, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, and the start of the very first day. The orange reminds us that God is the God of the whole world. God created the light, and it pushed back the darkness. And he had a plan for our world today to push back the darkness too. And that's the next bit of your Christingle. Take out your ribbon. What do you think this red ribbon reminds us of? Any guesses? Jesus' blood. Thank you, Ruth. Yes, Jesus' blood. Now, this is a bit tricky. You might need a friend next to you to help you do this. Tie your red ribbon around your orange in the middle. Don't worry if you can't manage a bow. A knot will do. Like so. I feel like I'm Blue Peter. Yep, I'm channeling Blue Peter today. Hi. Fab. In Matthew 26, verse 26 to 28, it says, while they were eating, Jesus took some bread and thanked God for it. He broke off some pieces, gave them to his followers and said, take this bread and eat it. It is my body. Then he took a cup of wine, thanked God for it and gave it to them. Then he said, each one of you drink some of it. This wine is my blood, which will be poured out to forgive the sins of many and begin the new agreement from God to his people. Jesus was God's plan for the world. Jesus came to die so that we might all have life with God forever. He came so that there'd be no more war, no more pain, no more tears and no more sickness. He came so that we can have the very best life here and now. So, in your bags, you will have 4 cocktail sticks. Get them out. Don't fill in a health and safety form. And place them around your orange like this. These represent the 4 seasons of the year. Can anyone tell me what the 4 seasons of the year are? Oh, a child. Yes, lovely. Spring. Autumn, winter and summer. Fantastic. Good job. Well done. Fab. Okay, it represents the 4 seasons. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Now, the dolly mixtures. Don't eat the dolly mixtures. Stick them on to the end of the sticks. If you're feeling that you need to eat something right now, that's what the bag of Haribo is for. The dolly mixtures remind us that lots of different things happen in each season, some good and some bad. And you get to lick your fingers, which are now very sugary. They help to remind us that no matter what happens in our lives, good and bad, we can give our fear, our sadness, and our joy to God. So, also in your Christingle, you will find little thing that looks like this, normally holds a birthday candle, does hold a birthday candle. Stick it into the top of your orange. Finally, take out the candle and push it into the top of the orange. This reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. The light that Jesus brings pushes back the darkness. Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you want this light in your life, there's only one way to receive it, and that's to ask Jesus into your life, to turn back your back on darkness and choose to walk into the light. If you do that, you'll start to see your life change slowly and surely. Light and hope will break into your life in so many ways. That's exactly what happened to me when I gave my life to Jesus. I turned my back on the darkness and all the stuff that was in my life. And my life looked great on the outside, but actually on the inside I was a mess. I was doing all sorts of things that were doing me untold harm and would eventually wreck my life if I continued on with them. But God took me out of the darkness and put me into the light, and it transformed me. What could the power of Christ do in your life? How could it transform you? If you haven't given your life to Christ and your head and your heart are starting to race as I speak, it may be that today's the day to make that decision. And if that's you, please, as we go into a time of prayer in a bit, speak to somebody near you and ask them to pray with you. because we want nothing more than to celebrate people who are choosing to walk in the light with Jesus and see the transformation that he brings. Now, we're going to challenge you to take these home and light them and to just ask God, as you pray for your street, to bring his light into your street, to wherever you live. As you do that, chat to God and ask him to show you ways to help others. Because once you have the power of Christ in your life, we're called to be a light in the world, to bring out the God colours in the world. In Matthew 5, 14 to 16, it says, God is not a secret to be kept. You're to go public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. Open up to others. Prompt people to open up with God. There is a generous Father in heaven. We have the opportunity as Jesus' followers to be brave and speak hope into the darkest situations. We can speak out against injustice, listen to people who others ignore, and bring light into dark places in our city. Our Advent calendars are one small way to do that. I'll get it right this time. And if you can't think of ways to reach your neighbours, there are loads of ideas on here to help you take the light out. If you buy something towards a food bank, even if it's one thing, you're helping to feed the hungry. If you didn't collect one, it's not too late. They'll be handed out on your way out of church. As we tell people about Jesus, the light of the world, we have the power in him and through him to change our city. We bring a message of hope and light that transforms people. And if it sounds like a big step, just take a Christmas flyer. Invite someone to church this Christmas. It really will make a difference. We did it at last night's movie night, and there were loads of families who don't come to church, and all of them were talking about coming to church. It was so exciting. We want to give you the opportunity now to pray for the things that we've been speaking about. So, we have some prayer stations set up at the back of the room that you might have noticed as we came into the room. There's a table just over there, covered in red fabric. Now that one reminds us that Jesus' blood was shed for us. And it's just some time for you to pray and reflect. And just to wash your hands in the bowl, to remind yourself that Jesus washes you clean and fills you with his light in the darkness. Don't worry, there are towels there as well. You don't need to walk around with wet hands. Over on this side, there's a big map. And on the map, just as you go towards the map, just ask God to give you for a country to pop into your head or a place in the world that might be on your heart at the moment. There might be somewhere that you're already praying about regularly that is on your heart. Just pray for that part of the world. And then there are candles there, electric ones, flick the light and place it wherever on the map you've been praying for. It would be amazing to see the whole world filled with God's light as a result of our prayers this evening. At the back, there's another table with yellow fabric on it and lots of leaves. Now, we mentioned in the Christingle that the four sticks represented the four seasons. Have a think about, what season am I in at the moment? Is it spring for me? Is it winter? Am I taking time out to rest before more growth? Is it summer? Does it feel like everything's going right and the sun is shining right now and God is just pouring out his blessings? Or is it spring? Is God starting something new in me? And take time to reflect and pray for yourself. And it may be that if this season's really tough, or even if you want to celebrate in this season, that you want someone to pray with you. And everyone gets to play here. So I'd invite you to speak to somebody else and just say, could you pray with me? and have some and pray together for each other's seasons. And then don't forget, we've also got the opportunity to add some words to the dedication books, and you'll find those just over on the far side so that you can do that as well. So at the end of that time, we're going to come back together for a song and some more ministry time. And this is going to take about 10 minutes in our service. So please just feel released to spend some time with God and to just enjoy being in his presence and doing these different activities with him.
We hope you enjoyed the talk and found it helpful.
Why not come along and visit us? We gather at 3 services across 2 sites on a Sunday and meet during the week in small groups across the city. More information on both of these can be found on our website.
Thanks for listening, and God bless.